Welcome, serious friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the topic of Chiyuv Matzah and Marvus Man Hazeh. Shuvas Chasim Sofer, Arachayim Kuf Mem, Rashash Kuf Tesvav Amid Aleph Pesach, and also Shuvas Avni Nezer, Ayin Shambit, Arachayim Shim Nishin Pei Gimel. They explain the variation in the Pesukim, the discrepancy by Pesach Rishon, Parshas Boy. It says, Tzli Eish Umatzois, Al Meroirim Yochluhu. Here the Tzliyesh and the Matzahs come together, Pesach and the Matzah comes together, and that's eaten on the Morah. Whereas in Pesach Sheni, in Parshas Baal Oischa, it says, Al Matzahs Umorim Yochluhu. That was, you eat the Korban Pesach, B'chodesh Sheni B'rosayom. B'chodesh, B'rosayom Ben Arbaim, Yasu Oisoy, Al Matzahs Umorim Yochluhu. So why is in Parshas Baal Oischa, Al Matzahs Umorim, and in Parshas Bo, it's only Al Meroirim? So they explain that the, Parashas Bo, we're talking about Pesach Rishon. And Pesach Rishon, the Matzah is Daraisa, even if you don't have the Korban Pesach. Even if you don't have the Korban Pesach, the Matzah is still Daraisa. So therefore, it doesn't say the Korban Pesach alone, and that the Korban Pesach is eaten with the Matzah and the Maror. No. The Matzah is separate from the Maror, because the Matzah is an independent mitzvah daraisa, besides the maror. In other words, even if you don't have the Korban Pesach, you're still obligated to eat matzah. It's still a mitzvah daraisa of matzah. Therefore, it says that if you have the Korban Pesach, so then you have the tzliyesh u'matzahs. These are the two daraisa things, and two mitzvahs that are independently daraisa. And then together with them, if you have those two, then you also eat the maror. But even if you wouldn't have the, but the matzis isn't equal to the maror, and therefore the matzis is separated from the maror because it's bisman hazeh, that if there's no, if you're eating Pesach Rishon, then matzis are separate from maror because matzis daraisa, maror is not. Whereas by Pesach Sheni, matzis is only eaten together with the Pesach. So therefore it equates the matzah and the maror. The matzah and the maror, a matzah and marum yochlu, and others eat the Korban Pesach together with the matzah and the maror. Only if you have a Korban Pesach, you're eating matzah and maror, otherwise not. So here it's combined with the maror, it's in the same level as the maror. It's in Pesach Rishon, it's not on the same level as the maror. It's daraisa no matter what. Ayin sham, mash kasal hamban, b'parshas boy, 12:8 ayin sham. However, based on what we learned in the preceding shir, l'choyra tzorich iyun biyul zeh, sh'arei ma de matzah necheles bifnei atzeh b'zman hazeh, the fact that matzah is eaten alone, Bizman hazeh, that you don't need the Korban Pesach. Eino me'achiyuv shel ki'im tzli eish u'matzis al meroyim yochlu. You know why matzah is a mitzvah daraisa bizman hazeh? Because when it comes to eating it with the Korban Pesach, it's the same as the maror. The reason it's daraisa bizman hazeh is because be'erev tachlu matzis, as we were marich to explain. So this is a difficult biur to say that das is pshat, das is pshat. That it's an independent mitzvah. It's not from this pasuk. It's from Be'erev Tachlu Matzis. So here we're talking in this pasuk about the chiyuv together with the Korban Pesach. And when it comes to the chiv together with the Korban Pesach, so matzah and maror are equal. They both have to be eaten with the Pesach in this context. In Achinam, we have a different pasuk that says matzah can be eaten alone. But in this context, matzah and maror are equal. So shuv, hodor yikshe, kim tzurik tekashe, what's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Umizem voar, sheomnam, gam b'chiv ze, tchim tzli eish, shiny b'zeh matzah u'maror. So we see from this that even in this chiyuv of kiyum tzli eish al matzah u'maror yochlu, so there's a distinction between matzah and maror. There's a distinction between matzah and maror. Even in the chiyuv to eat it with the Pesach. Because as we explained, according to Rabbi Acha bar Yankif, the chiyuv an orel v'tomei. Why do an Orel and Tomei have to eat the Korban Pesach? So as we explain, it's because of the chiyuv mitzvah of matzah in the context of Pesach, when there is a carbon Pesach in the world. As we explained at length, the whole of Averv Tochlu Matzahs is putting it back in the category of eating it together with the Pesach. It's telling you that even if before there is no Pesach, you still eat it, but it's only because there is a Pesach. So that's an Arel and a Tamiv Derech Rechoika. So when you're eating the matzah, it's because there is a carbon Pesach around, even though it's not, in other words, not a bayis, even though before you're not eating the Pesach. So the chiv of Arel and Tame is from the chiv of the mitzvah of matzah and Pesach. And even according to Rava, the chiv of Arel, as we explained in a previous shir, is because of this chiv. Akopanim, the chiv of Arel, is because of this chiv of eating it together with the matzah. The Arel is a chiyuv matzah from the mitzvah of matzah, Pesach and matzah. And then Tamei Derech Rechoka, we said that's an independent mitzvah, not connected. But Kol Panim, even according to both the Rachab Yankov and Rava, we have a chiyuv matzah by Arel that's connected to the Karban Pesach. Even though the Arel can't eat the Karban Pesach, but he's eating the matzah, which is in the same pasuk as the Karban Pesach. So we have a special ribui that even though he's not eating the Karban Pesach, but he's eating the matzah. That's when there is a Karban Pesach. And as we saw, according to Rav, Ksiv Bahai, Ksiv Bahai. And we said it's written in both, because you need a ribui for Arul, you need a ribui for Tamei Derech Rechoka, because Arul is telling you about the Chiyuv, Mitzad, eating it together, Mitzad, that there's a carbon Pesach, Matzah and Pesach together, and it's telling you that Arul is not eating the Pesach, but at least he's eating the Matzah, that's Bizman Abayis. And there's also another limu to tell you that from the Tamei Derech Rechoka, that there's also an independent chiyuv of matzah, independent of the carbon pesach. As mevual mizeh, as we explained at length, this is all going based on what predicated on our previous issue. As mevual mizeh she'en chiyuv al ma'isa achilah shel matzah shtei b'hadei pesach, da'az pshite de'lo shai chiyuv arl v'tami she'en ochan es ha'pesach, el shudin b'chiyuv ha'mitzah de'matz de'chayel b'hadei mitzah ha'pesach. So it's not talking about the ma'isa achilah. It's not pshat that the ma'isa achilah has to be with the carbon pesach, because then it's pashit that's not shayach by an arel and a tamei. Arel and tamei don't eat the pesach, but rather it's a din in the chiyuv the mitzvah of matzah that comes together with the mitzvah of pesach. And in this mitzvah, in this chayiv gam b'matzah, because his pesach comes with the matzah, so as matzah in the framework of pesach, you're also chayiv in matzah even if before you're not eating the pesach. And therefore, akol panim yesh mokom lechiyuv matzah bulvad. Mikoyach chiyuv de matzah u'pesach. So there's a chiyuv matzah mitzad the chiyuv matzah together with the pesach. So that's all the matzah that was said in the pasuk of Kim Tzli Eish. U'matzah marim yochlu. So that's the matzah coming together with the carbon pesach. So the matzah here is stated in the framework of the carbon pesach. The hainu chiyuv pesach mechayiv gam matzis. Chiyuv pesach is also mechayiv matzis. That's the pasuk in Parashas Bo. Lokenu b'maru she'enu din shel chiyuv shebo'im chiyuv ha'pesach b'lvad. Ela ne'amar al zeh, al meroirim yochlu. Da'ainu shekol din ma'isa ha'mitzvah shel achilas hu rak l'kiyum ha'achila kim tzli'eish u'matzis. V'lechei ne'amar ken rak al maror. Maror is different, because maror doesn't come with the chiyuv maror only comes with the chiyuv ha'pesach. Wrong, that the maror comes together with the matzah in the Pesach. And that's why yochlu, you have to eat it. The maror has to be together with the matzah in the Pesach. Lokenu maror she'enu din al chiyuv shebo'im chiyuv Pesach. It's not just the chiyuv Pesach. Elen amal zeh morim yochlu, dehainu shekol din ma'isa ha'mitzvah shel achilasa. The whole ma'isa achila of the maror is only for the kiyum ha'achila of kiyum tzli'eish u'matzis. That he eats it together with the Pesach and the matzah. Here it's a din of the Maisa Achila, because you're not eating Midaraisa, you're not eating the Maror, unless you're eating the Matzah and the Pesach. Shenkein the Matzah stated, meaning it's a Chiyuv together with the Pesach, because there is a Pesach, even if the Maisa Achila is not being done with the Pesach. But there has to be a Pesach. So Maror is in its own separate category. Maror is only eaten if before you're eating the Matzah and the Pesach. Whereas the Matzah is not Talui, it's not Pshat, the Matzah is only eaten if... But Maisach is only with the Pesach. No, Matzah can be eaten without the Pesach, but it's stated in the context of Pesach because it has to be Zman Abayis. And therefore it just says only Al Morim Yachlu, Mashenkein Pesach Sheni, that the Pshita, Shemishin, is Chayiv, Bobolo, Hevi Pesach, the Potter Mi Matzah. It's Pashed by Pesach Sheni that somebody who's Chayiv in Pesach Sheni doesn't bring the carbon Pesach. He's not eating Matzah. And that's why the Yachlu is talking about the Matzah in the Morah. In other words, here the Maisa Achila of the Matzah and the Maror have to be with the Karban Pesach. So the Yochluhu refers to the Maisa Achila. The Maisa Achila Yochlu. Now it's the Maror Yochlu with the Matzah and the Pesach. That's by Pesach Rishon. And by Pesach Sheni, the Matzah and the Maror Yochlu with the Pesach. In other words, if by Pesach Sheni you're not having the Pesach, forget about the Matzah and the Maror. That's interesting. Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That the Pesach Sheni, the Maisa Achila, has to be with the Pesach. Otherwise, there's no matzah or maror. And in Pesach Rishon, the matzah can be eaten without the Pesach. Only the maror has to be eaten with the Pesach and the matzah. And the Mela, the maror is alone. Yochlu. So that is a different mahalach to answer the discrepancy in the pasuk. Now we could be miyashiv the Rambam. That's the Rambam we started with in our first shiur. When the Rambam writes that without the Karban Pesach, the Beloy Pesach, Lek Amor. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, the Choschametu Matzah, Achilas Mar Eina Mitzvah Natar Bifnei Atzma El Tzvi B'Achilas HaPesach. You have to have the Pesach. Without a Pesach, there's no Maror. And he writes it even more mafurish in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shetzivan Lechol Kevitz with Pesach, Tanah Iskar, and Bushi Yetzili Yesh, Matzah Maror and Yachlu, and Matzah is a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, the Rambam says, Aval HaMaror Nigra L'Achilas HaPesach. The Maror is only if you're eating the Pesach, and it's not a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. So that's all when that's one Rambam. But then we also saw that Menchas Chinuch asks, the Rambam writes in Karban Pesach 9:8 that Aral Sheochel Kzayis Misar Pesach Loik etc. Boi Hu Sheino Ochel Aval Ochlu Matzah Maror. He's not eating the Karban Pesach, but he's eating Matzah and Maror. Whoa! An Aral is eating the Maror. Why is an Aral eating Maror? There's no carbon, he's not eating the carbon Pesach. How can he possibly be eating Maror? So you see that the Maror isn't connected to the carbon Pesach. Previously we saw in the Rambam two places that in order to have the Maror, you need carbon Pesach. And here the Rambam says, no, you don't. The Maror can be without the carbon Pesach. Zoa kushia shek shenu. As Rashav Narabi Yishuv Devrei Rambam, Sheharei Matzah de Pesach, Bematzah de Pesach, Hayav gam below Pesach. The matzah of Pesach, you're chayiv even if before you're not eating the carbon Pesach. And it's included in the chiyuv and the achila of the matzah and the Pesach. In other words, the matzah you're eating is Pesachdik, even if before you're not eating the carbon Pesach. Yimkein b'chay gavna achila samori ma matzah havalei achila shel kiyum tzliyeshu matzahs. Shall zeh ne'emar al morim yochlu. U'kishem tichtiv al morim yochlu al atzliyesh ne'emar v'kra. Kamo kei ne'emar al morim yochlu al amatzit r'si v'kra. V'adei kim tzliyesh. So in other words, if there's a carbon Pesach, there's a chiyuv of matzah, there's a chiyuv of carbon Pesach. So the mora has to be eaten with both. It has to be with both Pesach dik and yanim. It has to be with the matzah that is a chiyuv in the context of a Pesach. Because it's stated in the pasuk with Pesach, like we saw in the pasuk, that it says that Bachos the basar b'layla zet tzliyesh u'matzos. The tzliyesh and matzos come together, and al memorim yochlu, and the maris together with that. So the Pesach and the matzah are in one category because the matzah is eaten because of the Pesach, because it's a carbon Pesach. And if you're eating both of them, then you also have to be eating the maror together with them. And that's all. This is all a Pesach de kechiyu. But bizman hazeh that there's no Pesach, then the chiyuv of matzah is an additional mitzvah of berev tochlu matzahs that's not connected to the. That's not connected to the carbon Pesach. There's an independent mitzvah of berev tochlu matzis. We saw according to the Rambam, kazachul. Sheino achiyev shel Pesach u'matzo. Ve'al zeh leka klal din shel amamorom yochlu. When the matzah is an independent entity, there's no din of amamorom yochlu. And therefore, mar b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanan. When the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that mar without basar is nothing, and therefore it's not a mitzvah essay, that's the mar without the mitzvah of basar, which is the mitzvah of Pesach. Vikor klape ha-mitzvah de Pesach u-matzah. So there's a chiyuv matzah klape the Pesach, and there's a chiyuv mar klape the Pesach. And if you don't have the matzah and the Pesach, forget about the mar. So here the Mar is Nigro Achar HaPesach. So that's why the Rambam Paskins that the Mar is Talu B'Achilas HaPesach. Because it's talking about a regular person. Who eats the maror, he has to eat it together with the carbon pesach. That's the pasuk in the parashas Bo that the marorim is eating with the tzliyesh and the matzis. So, like this, when we're dealing with an arel is can't eat the carbon pesach, so we make a deal. Carbon Pesach, no. But the matzah and the maror, yes. What do you mean carbon Pesach, no, the matzah and the maror, yes? Meaning we're talking about Zman HaBayis. And he is can't eat the carbon Pesach. But when he's eating the matzah, he's eating it mitin the Pesach. And when he's eating the maror, he's eating it mitin the Pesach. He's not eating the matzah with the maror with the matzah, mitin the separate mitzvah of eating matzah. And kazadeva, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to eat the maror together with the matzah and the pesach. And if let's say befoal, befoal, he can't eat the pesach. Why? Because he's an aro. So now he's eating the maror with the matzah, and the matzah is also being eaten within the pesach. And so is the maror. Because this was the mitzvah of matzah in the context of pesach. Even again, befoal, he's not eating the pesach. But still, the matzah is going to be a daraisa. The matzah is going to be a mitzvah to eat. Because there is such a thing as a carbon pesach. Bizman abayis. That's bizman diika pesach. So just like it says al marorim on the tzliyesh, it also says the al marorim yachlu on the matzah. So if you're not eating the Pesach, that's fine that as long as you're eating the matzah. Because the matzah is also being eaten within the Pesach, within this mitzvah of Pesach and matzah. Just before he can't be having the Pesach, but it's Bizman HaBayis, there is a Pesach. And if there is a Pesach, when he's eating the matzah, he's eating the matzah because of this Pesach of Tzliyesh u'matzos. And the Mele can also eat the Maror. And that's all when we're talking about an Aro. But when the Rambam says in those other places that the matzah has to go with the Pesach, that before he has to eat the Pesach, so that's talking about Bizman HaZeh. The Bizman HaZeh, that the only reason he's eating the matzah is because of the independent mitzvah of Berev Tochlu Matzahs. And Memela, there's no mitzvah to eat the maror. Midoraisa. Because the mara has to be eaten Pesach dik. It has to be yochlu, al-mamorim yochlu. In other words, the yochlu that the mara has to be eaten with the tzliyesh and the matzis. And if the oral can't eat the tzliyesh, so can he's at least eating the matzis, which theoretically could be eaten with the tzliyesh, just not now because he's an oral. So therefore, the mara is a mitzvah daraisa. Mashen came when it comes to that. That's the Rambam when he says in Hilchos Korban Pesach 9:8 that he's eating the matzah. He's eating the mar. The mar is a daraisa. Because there is such thing as Pesach, and therefore you can eat the matzah and the mar and be makayim yochlu the marorim at least on the matzis. But when it comes to the Bizman Azeh, there is no Pesach. The Meila, now you're reading the Matzah, only Midin Matzah. Be'er Tochlu Matzis. And there the Mara is only Derabbanan. Yeah, the Mara is not in the context of Pesach Matzah. It's not being done in the context of the Pesach Matzah mitzvah of Shemos Yud Beis Ches. So therefore there's no mitzvah. It's only if it's being done in the context of Pesach Matzah, and even if he's not before leaving the Pesach, but there is a Pesach. And the Memela, just like the Mara should be eaten with the Pesach, it's also eaten with the Matzah. So at least the Aro can be Mekayim, U'matzah Amorim Yochlu. So there it's a Mitzvah Doraisa. There the Ram says he gives Mekayim a Mitzvah even without the Pesach. But Bizman Azeh, the Ram says no Mitzvah. Because when you're eating Matzah, Matzah is only Midin, not Midin, it's Midin Erevitochul Matzah. So where do you get this Mitzvah of Mara? We don't have a Pesach for that. So Memela, there's no Mitzvah of Mara. Also, Shapir Hetev Divrei Rambam. And based on what we explained, Hadvarim Uchrochim, because we explained the Gemara and Avkov Chesam at base, when it says Zechsiv Bahai, Zechsiv Bahai, it says by Orel and it says by Tamid Erech Uchoyka. And what we explained was, Zechsiv Bahai, Chiyuv Shal Matzah Mikoycho Mitzah Matzah Pesach. And it was by the Orel, the mitzvah of eating the Matzah, Mitzah the Matzah in the Pesach. And that's the Reba of Boine Eochel Avalochel Uchmatzah Matzah Umar. And then the Ksiv Bahai, there's a Chiv and a Mitzvah Sese, a different additional Chiv and a Mitzvah Sese. A Be'er of Tochel Matzis. And that's Tamei and Derech Rechoyka. That they eat Medin the Mitzvah of Be'er of Tochel Matzis. What's the nafkamina in that by an oral the chiyuv is mitzad the chiyuv of matzah and pesach? Because belav hachi he's chayv in a kezayis matzah midin be'er of tochlu matzis. So what's added for the oral in the fact that he's chayv mitzad matzah pesach? So it must be, you know, what the nafkamina is. It is the nafkamina that is a chiyuv of matzah mitzad the pesach. Bizmana Pesach, Bizmana Bayis, is that there's going to be a chiv of Mara. That's what we said, Ksiv Bahai. That's why it has to be written in both, because if it would just be written, the chiv of Matzah in one place, without the Pesach, so then there'd be no chiv of Mara at all. But Ksiv Bahai, no, by an Aro we learn that he's chayv in Pesach and in Matzah and Mara. So Mamish Kavaldik, he's Mamish Chayv in Pesach and Mora, he's Chayv by Matzah and Mora. Why? Because the Mora goes together with the Matzah, which is Pesach Tik. Kolora lo yochal bo, he can't eat the carbon Pesach. There is a carbon Pesach, but he's just not allowed to eat from it. So remember, there is a carbon Pesach, he can't eat from it. And Mamele, he's eating the Matzah and the Mora. And the Mora is in the context of the Matzah, which is in the context of the Pesach. Because this is the Pesach U'Matzah Mitzvah. So we'd ask, what's Mara doing here? Mara is only Derabbanan. What do you mean? Boyeno oichel aval ocha matzu Mara. The answer is no. Here the Mara is Dairaisa. That's what the whole Chiddush of Arel is. The Chiddush of Arel is that the Mara is Taka Dairaisa. And therefore he's eating the Mara with the Matzah. Dairaisa dik. Because this Matzah is Pesach dik. And the Mara is also Pesach dik. It's eating it at a time where there is a carbon Pesach. And Mamel is Makayim the Mitzvah. Avachu es abasa belazel tziyasu matzah samarom yochlu just without the tzliyesh. But the Matzah samarom yochlu is Makayim. That's the Chiddush of Aral, and that's the Nafgamina, that we don't just have Be'er Tochlu Matzah in the Mitzvah Matzah. We We also have a mitzvah for the Aruah, Boi Nochal Vochal Matzah Maror, because he's eating the matzah, Midin, Karban Pesach. And the Maror is also really, in that context, eating Midin with Karban Pesach. And they're both Daraisa. I have no words to say what incredible brilliance this is. But again, it's not me. It's Taurus Rabbeinu. So I hope I gave it over clearly enough. And anyone has any questions, you can always contact me and ask me. I'm happy to explain, as well as my Shel Rosh understands. And we still have a long way to go, a lot more to do, my Rabbi. But I thank you so much for paying for tuning in until now. And b'siyata d'shmaya, anachem b'li neder, b'li neder, b'li neder, anachem. Nizkeh lamshich, shalom, shalom, ahuvai yididai, mahuvai, mahuvai.